The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lined because of the pandemic. Senator Attendees Tom here had temperature checks before entering and were given face masks, which are optional. The president was scheduled to address thousands of people outside in the overflow area, but the campaign canceled it, blaming it on interference from protesters outside the arena. Greg Clugston with the president in Tulsa.
This is SRN News.
This Father's Day may look a bit different.
Hey, yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but the video is pretty blurry.
Yeah, you're holding the phone upside down, too.
Whether you connect with a phone call, video chat, talk in person, a card in the mail, or handmade parchment sent via carrier pigeon, we hope this Father's Day is an especially memorable one. Happy Father's Day from AM 1280, The Patriot, intelligent radio.
Our half-off home makeover is here, and we're going to highlight StarLift. Instantly increase safety, mobility, and livability of your home with a new or used stair lift of your choice at 50% off. Provide peace of mind and prevent falls and injuries, a smart purchase for your parents or grandparents. These deals end soon, and you can learn more at am1280thepatriot.com. This past 1 o'clock, Father's Day Sunday. Forecast for today, chance of thunderstorms, high of 85. We've got Hour 1 Brad Carlson Show of the Narn starting right now.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with another edition of the broadcast. We'd like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning into our show. You can check out my blog at bradcarlson.org. And we are here to take your phone calls at 651-289-4488. If you'd like to weigh in via Twitter, feel free to do so. The hashtag is Narn Show. Hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Hashtag Narn Show for any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And excuse me while we do like a 10-second on-air production meeting. Jason, I can hear my voice coming back in my headphones there.
1 second. Right. How about now?
All right.
There we go.
I think we're good. Yeah, our on-air production meetings are normally, or our production meetings are very civil, and so we they translate well to being on-air as well. Because
yes.
Behind the scenes of our production meetings were very tense and a lot of obscenities flying. Yeah, it wouldn't be good for on-air, but no, we don't. We're good.
So. We get along on the court and off the court. It's a good thing. We got good chemistry here on the Narn from 1 to 3 on Sundays.
Well, how are things down in the bunker? You know, it's been like almost 3 months since I've been in the bunker. I just kind of missed the smell of the studio and the adrenaline that starts running before the before I go on air. I still get a little bit of the adrenaline here because, you know, I'm doing an on-air show,
but just
not in the Patriot bunker. You know?
Yeah, it's... I don't know if lonely is the word now, because how many weeks are we now where you've gone remote? Are we at week like 11?
Week number 11.
I've stopped counting the weeks. I just assume I will never see you in person again here at the Patriot Studios. I hope that that won't be the case, but it's just, you know, thankfully, Andrew Parker, who hosts 4 to 5 Victory Hour, he's been coming in studio, so I haven't been completely lonely on my Sundays. But otherwise, I mean, I'm used to it now, but I'm looking forward to having people back in the studio as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, well, we're just waiting. We're just awaiting word. I mean, we figure if we're not hearing the go, then we'll just continue status quo being at home.
Yep.
Programming note, I'll be off next weekend. Mitch will be in for double duty, as I was double duty this weekend. So, you know, two radio shows in 1 week, and I need some time off, man. That's kind of how
it is. You earned it.
No, I kid. I've actually had a commitment, for my day job next week, so I'm not traveling for it, but I need to be available and on call, and that would be kind of awkward if I get a call from my day job during the radio show. The listeners probably wouldn't want to hear me handle my day job business over the air. Just a hunch. It's not very exciting, so that means I will be off next weekend, but fear not, Mitch Berg will be in both his regular Saturday show and my Sunday show again. That is next weekend, but I do want to get to some news stories. I always enjoy the news stories that have one of my favorite hobbies, sports, intersecting with politics and culture, because this talk show largely deals with political and social and cultural issues. And this doesn't so much per se, but you know, Jason and I are both baseball fans, and man, we're just jonesing for some baseball big time.
Absolutely.
And we understand in the grand scheme of things, given that we're in the midst of a global pandemic and, of course, all of the civil unrest going on around this country, particularly some racial tensions that have bubbled to the surface, it would be nice to have a diversion like baseball for folks who are baseball fans. And I, you know, again, I get it. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a literal tragedy that there's no baseball. But when this country has gone through some severe hardships, some difficult times, it's been sports that has always kind of bridged the divide, so to speak. I mean, remember 9/11, 2001, that terrorist attacks on American soil? Sports took a week off for the country to kind of heal and reflect and come together. And then sports returned, and it was the pageantry surrounding that return, the first baseball games, the first week of the NFL. It was, again, the issue with the Islamic terror that this country was going to have to deal with and they are still dealing with, given we have forces in the Middle East. It was always going to be there, and it was always going to be a grave concern. But we had something to divert our attention for just a little bit, and that was okay. All right, it's not going to a baseball game, going to a football game, or indulging in either sport on TV. That didn't mean you didn't care about the issues that plague this country. Not at all. It was just you need to recharge, get the batteries recharged, so to speak, to have the mental energy to endure it. And we don't have that right now. And with baseball, I'm beginning to wonder in 2020 if we're ever going to have it. This is from Jesse Rogers, ESPN staff writer. Major League Baseball won't counter the MLB Players Association's latest offer to play 70 games this season. Instead, the league is sticking with its most recent offer of 60 games at full prorated salaries. MLB has informed the association that it will not respond to our latest proposal and will not play more than 60 games, MLBPA Executive Director Tony Clark said in a statement Friday. Our executive board will convene in the near future to determine next steps. Importantly, players remain committed to getting back to work as soon as possible. If you follow any players on social media, by the way, it was always hashtag when and where. They're like, okay, enough of this. When and where? When do we play? Where do we play? Let's just get this done. The executive board is likely to meet Saturday, but a source told ESPN's Jesse Rogers that no vote of the board and team representatives is expected. Players now have two options. Accept the 60-game offer with expanded playoffs, along with a promise to not file a grievance, or reject it and force Commissioner Rob Manfred to implement a schedule, potentially without extra playoff teams, but still with the right to grieve the terms of the March agreement between the two sides. After spring training was shut down because of the coronavirus in March, the league and the players agreed that when play picked up again, players would be paid on a prorated basis, but also that they would discuss the economic feasibility of playing without fans in the stands. The Players Association says that discussion has nothing to do with their pay. That disagreement has led to weeks of acrimony between the sides. Complicating matters is the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, that's right. We're still in the middle of a global pandemic, aren't we? That has seen a spike in cases in Florida and Arizona. Hey, where are most of the team's facilities? Oh, yeah, Florida and Arizona. Well, how unfortunate, to say the least. A source confirmed to ESPN that all MLB training camps will be temporarily closed after multiple teams reported positive coronavirus tests on Friday. The spring training facilities in Florida and Arizona will undergo a deep cleaning, and players will need to test negative before they can enter, according to multiple reports. You know, of the four major sports leagues, you know, Major League Baseball, National Football League, National Hockey League, National Basketball Association, if you say, okay, name the worst commissioner at any given time, name the worst pro sports commissioner of these four sports leagues, it was always either Roger Goodell of the NFL or Gary Bettman of the NHL. I mean, NBA's had solid leadership. David Stern for 30 years. Now Adam Silver, I think, has done a terrific job in handling the NBA. But I think Roger Goodell and Gary Bettman are now grateful for Rob Manfred. I mean, has there been any bigger disaster of a sports commissioner than Rob Manfred? I mean, Bud Selig in his early tenure, I think a little bit. Things got better under his leadership. Some would argue in spite of him. Rob Manfred, he's been a disaster. I don't get this guy's appeal. And here's the thing. There's a possibility there will be no baseball this season. And if not, that's a disaster, especially since Rob Manfred around the Major League Baseball draft said, oh, I'm 100% certain there will be baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room then. If there's no baseball, then that's a poor reflection on you. And then here's another wrinkle. After the 2021 season, the current collective bargaining agreement expires. And the Major League Baseball owners and players are quite a bit apart on a few key collective bargaining issues. So now all of a sudden, you're talking about a repeat of 1994, possibly, after 2021, where there may be no postseason. Remember that when the players went on strike just before the end of the 94? Well, you probably don't, Jason. You probably weren't born, but
I was about, let's see, 8 months old.
Okay, yeah. So this is just a disaster in waiting. And again, I understand why most of the season was lost because of the pandemic. But now that there's an opportunity, there's a window to get things open. Why would you not spend every waking hour while baseball was on hiatus to construct a plan to return so that if there was a window, you could hop on it right away? And if the coronavirus pandemic got so out of control that there was no feasible way to come back, okay, no blood, no foul. You constructed a plan. You're not going to be able to implement it, but at least you would have been ready. And they just seem so ill-prepared for this. I don't get it.
Yeah, very unprepared. And I understand that baseball is in a more tricky situation as opposed to basketball, hockey, or even soccer, because they pretty much had an entire season canceled, postponed, whereas, sure, you know, basketball and hockey were wrapping up the regular seasons, getting ready for the playoffs. So less games that they have to deal with in general, more than what baseball has to go through. So that made it complicated from the beginning, but you're absolutely right. I have not seen a commissioner in all the big four sports just mess up this bad. I mean, I don't know how you can go in a span of 5 days saying that you're 100% confident a season's going to start to saying, well, I don't really know how confident we actually are. To me, that just shows bad leadership. And actually, one thing that Bud Selig did in the 94 season, while he was announcing that the postseason was going to be postponed, he didn't want to be the guy that said that the World Series was canceled. So he like strategically left that out of any type of script he was reading or anything. And he had the wherewithal in that situation. But honestly, I don't feel like Manfred has any professional wherewithal. It just seems like he's just been back and forth with the media. And I understand it's a whirlwind, a cyclone of just probably negativity dealing with these owners and these players. He cannot be in an easy position. That's for sure. This might be the most complicated issue any commissioner has ever had to deal with in any of the big four sports. So I kind of feel bad for Rob Manfred, but at the same time, dude, you've done literally everything you probably should not have done. And now, you know, it's June 21st, and we actually have a sounder, Brad, that we can play from Buster Only. It sounds like people within baseball now aren't confident that a season is going to get done at all. And it's just, it's just an absolute mess.
Let's hear that. Buster Olney, who is this ESPN baseball reporter, he is as plugged in as anybody. Here's what he had to say.
Buster, what was the reaction around the sport to what we saw Friday with the shutdown of baseball camps?
Tony, because of what happened on Friday, there is growing pessimism on both sides that they're going to be able to pull this off because of these two enormous obstacles. First, the financial obstacle. Yesterday, the Major League Baseball owners informed the Players Association that they're not going to alter their offer from earlier in the week of 60 games, full prorated salary to the players. And think about this. To get to a middle ground of, say, 65 to 66 games, it would cost each of 30 teams about $4 to $5 million, but they're not willing to do that. They're absolutely entrenched, and it might mean that Rob Manfred might implement a season of, say, 48 or 54 games, but that's only going to complicate the second obstacle, which is the health and safety protocol. And look, it's hard to know where teams might be able to play, whether it's in their home ballparks or a neutral site or in a bubble. There needs to be absolute collaboration and cooperation between these two sides to pull this off, and they are so far from that right now. Tony, right now, the concept of baseball in 2020 seems so fragile.
Sorry, I'm just finishing drinking my cyanide here. No, it's not that dire. Like I said, it's not a literal tragedy, but it is disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah. Brett, I do have a question for you. Who do you blame more in this situation besides Rob Manfred, the owners or the players?
Well, I think the owners. I mean, you listen to Buster Olney. He says, you know, if they do, say, have a middle ground to go from, you know, one side wants 70 games, the other side wants 60 games, get some middle ground, say, okay, 65. Well, what's it going to cost? $4 to $5 million per team? I mean, the owners aren't willing to pony up that $4 or $5 million. All fans are going to hear, and it, fair or unfair, all fans are going to hear is these multi-billionaire owners were unwilling to put up an extra $4 to $5 million for some extra games, and therefore it scuttles the whole agreement. And again, this is what has always cropped up during labor disputes, is millionaire ball players fighting with billionaire owners. That narrative hasn't changed. You can say whether that's fair or unfair, but that's what it is. And I'm going to tell you, I remember vividly when baseball came back in 95. It took a long time for fans to come back. Yeah, they came back in Baltimore because Cal Ripken was on the verge of breaking one of the most historic records in history, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games played. But for the most part, fans were not coming back. The only reason they came back, it was because of a fluky home run derby in 1998, the McGuire-Sosa home run battle that intrigued fans and got them fired up. Granted, it ended up being artificial because of the PEDs, but the point is, that got fans to come back. And if you're relying on some sort of historic, monumental home run chase to bring fans back, that's putting you have a lot more faith than I do.
Hey, don't discount the Bomba Squad now. Come on.
Yeah. Like I say, that's something you can't count on, is what I'm saying. You can't count on something like that. So, yeah, I don't know where it goes from here, but it's something to keep an eye on as the week progresses, that is for sure. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at #NarnShow. That's #NARNShow. Brad Carlson, the closer, talking sports and politics and social issues kind of intersecting. We've had a few news stories about that. We'll get to some more when we come back right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
They put a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
This Father's Day weekend, June 19th, comes a brand new film, Selfie Dad, available at salemnow.com. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction, and I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of reading the Bible.
Watch Selfie Dad today at salemnow.com. Just use promo code Minneapolis. That's promo code Minneapolis.
Warning! Warning!
Warning. Once you taste the Rack Shack's Patriot Burger, other burgers will never measure up.
Hey, I'm Nick Anderson, general manager of AM 1280 The Patriot, and we've partnered with my friend Keith Hittner Sr. from the Rack Shack Barbecue to create a burger worthy of the Patriot name.
It's a half-pound burger that's red, white, and blue through and through. American cheese on top, and the American flag proudly waves over the bun. The Patriot Burger comes with your choice of any of our delectable sides, like our famous hand-cut fries, all just for $12.80.
Best burger in town as far as I'm concerned, and it's $12.80 anytime, any day. Try it today at the Rack Shack Barbecue at the Cedar Cliff Center at Nichols and Cliff in Eagan.
Be careful. Once you try a Patriot Burger, you may never go back to a regular burger.
That's the Rack Shack Barbecue at RackShackBarbecue.com.
Get that Rack Shack attack. Rack Shack Barbecue.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in today's culture? How does your faith in Jesus Christ relate to the world around you? Sometimes to have faith can seem like an overwhelming task in today's busy and sometimes challenging landscape. That's why you need to visit iBelieve.com. iBelieve.com is a site designed for Christian women. iBelieve.com has blogs, videos, and even daily devotionals. Whether you're looking for advice, ideas for your church group, or just an uplifting message, visit iBelieve.com. That's iBelieve.com.
Get $5,000 of James Hardy siding for just $2,500 through this special offer from Archer Exteriors in this station. There's just one half-price siding offer. Go to this station's website, click on the half-off home makeover at the top of the page, or call the station now.
Welcome back, AM 1280 Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Does anybody else picture Walter White walking through a meth lab one final time before he falls over? Sorry, spoiler alert.
Is this the song that's playing when that happens?
Yeah.
Oh.
Baby Blue?
Yeah, okay, now it's all coming back to me. You're right.
Yeah, what a perfect song, too, because of the blue crystal meth he sold. Baby Blue.
Perfect, yes.
We got to keep the song going until that magical lyric hits. But yeah, that's what I picture. And for those who have never seen Breaking Bad, where have you been, first of all? Secondly, sorry for the spoiler. Hey, you know, it won't take anything away from the show. You got to catch it.
Brad, don't worry. Don't worry about it. It's fine because the show's been done for 7 years. Come on, you got to get on with it. You got to get on it eventually, right?
Well, I'm going to be interested to see the, of course, the prequel show, Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
That's finally going to start intertwining more with the Breaking Bad characters as that show wraps up.
Yeah,
its series.
How much
next year?
How much have you seen of that of Better Call Saul?
Every single episode.
Okay, because I've only seen the first season, and I think I've watched the first season.
Let me ask you what I just asked our audience. Where have you been?
I'm sorry. I've been inundated with a bunch of other stuff. You know, I had to get through Game of Thrones, all that kind of stuff. I did see El Camino, though, the Breaking Bad movie with Aaron Paul. Did you see that?
I did.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little slow in developing, but it did what it was supposed to, and told the story of what happened to Jesse. That's
right.
All I'll say.
Right.
It accomplished what it needed to. People wanted the more intense, you know, biting your nails action that Breaking Bad was, and it didn't have to be that to be good. In my opinion, I liked it.
No, and again, spoiler alert: Jesse's story throughout Breaking Bad is just heartbreaking.
Yeah,
and so to have him go through it, and you even didn't get to see much redemption from his character in the last episode of the show, because in the last episode of the show, spoiler alert again, he just pretty much drives off into the sunset. You really don't know what happens to Jesse. So I'm glad that they did this movie. It's really well done. I'm glad they do it to kind of just to see what happens to Jesse. And I was satisfied with what happened. A lot of people that I've talked to, though, that have watched the show and have watched the movie thought maybe it was an unnecessary storyline, kind of like a lot of people think like Toy Story 4 was an unnecessary storyline because Toy Story 3 was so good and ended things so well. But, you know, for me, with a show like Breaking Bad that I absolutely love and is very close to my heart, the more the merrier, as long as it's well done. And Better Call Saul is an incredible show, even though I've seen one season of it. From who I've talked to, it's been an incredible run. What is it, 5 or 6 seasons now?
It's been five.
Five seasons.
Season 6 will be the finale, final season next year.
Yeah, yeah. So if there's any show that I really, really like, if you can branch off into different tangents that are also really good, I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how this gets wrapped up. And the amazing thing is, the key characters from the season five, the most recent season, it's based on a storyline from when Saul made his first appearance in Breaking Bad, where he uttered a simple sentence. And people were telling Vince Gilligan, come on, you don't need to make a whole season out of just that one sentence. Well, he did, and it was brilliant.
Of course.
As pretty much everything Vince Gilligan has touched over the past dozen years has turned out to be. So, it's coming along, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, the key players that are in Better Call Saul that were not in Breaking Bad. Doesn't necessarily mean they're dead, but they aren't mentioned much or aren't referred to, because this is what's brilliant about it. Is they didn't show much of Saul Goodman's personal life, if any at all, in Breaking Bad.
Right.
So some of the key players in his personal life in Better Call Saul, they may still be around. They're just never mentioned in Breaking Bad.
And he's such a nice guy in the first couple of seasons, isn't he? He's just such a nice guy, and you just know he's going to turn into Saul Goodman, and
that's
the rest is history.
Right. Yeah, it's been inside him. I mean, they always do those retrospectives back to his, you know, key parts of his life that kind of shaped who he was that modern day. So we didn't plan on talking about this, but you know what, when music reminds us of a TV show like that, well, we have to kind of indulge a little bit. So if I were to mention to you Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy, what's the first thing most people think?
I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm 40, whatever that press conference was.
I'm a man.
I'm 40. That's what it was. Why did he do that again? What was he responding to?
Yeah, some woman had written an unflattering piece. This was like 2006.
Yeah,
about one of his players, and he was going off about it. You know, he's a kid. He shouldn't be subject to this. Like this part of the story. That's not true. And some guys made that a Coors, made a Coors Light commercial out of that. It's classic. Mike, you say that you prefer this beer over Coors Light. That's not true. My point is, we're winding into all sorts of pop culture.
This is what happens when we talk sports for the first half hour of the show.
Pretty much. Well, I bring all this up to say that this past week, Mike Gundy, the head football coach at Oklahoma State University. He's been there a long time. I mean, 2006 is when that infamous line of "I'm a man, I'm 40, you know, come after me, I can handle it." You know that that's when that occurred. So he's been there for a long, long time. Well, I'll read a bit of this story, and then we'll have to pick this up the next segment, but Chuba Hubbard, the nation's leading rusher last season, will resume football activities after tweeting Monday that he will not be doing anything with Oklahoma State until things change, in response to a photo of Mike Gundy wearing an OAN t-shirt. OAN stands for One America News. I will not stand for this, Hubbard posted on the day Cowboys players were scheduled to begin voluntary workouts on campus. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in society, and it's unacceptable. Hubbard received support from multiple teammates and former players, but after the university president and athletic director both issued statements expressing concern, the running back posted a video of himself and Gundy in which the two shook hands. In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt that I was wearing, I met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on to today's society, Gundy said in the video. And so we had a great meeting. I was made aware of some things that players feel like can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we've got good days ahead. Now, apparently the kerfuffle is One America News Network. You know, Gundy wore a t-shirt with that logo on it. And apparently Liz Wheeler, who is a personality on OAN, she had said back in 2016, the summer of 2016, if you remember the aftermath of the Philando Castile shooting, where there were big protests in Dallas that turned into a sniper killing five police officers. And obviously, a majority of the protesters were Black Lives Matter. Now, the Black Lives Matter protesters, the most of them, were peacefully demonstrating. It was just one guy with a sniper rifle killing police officers. And there's the infamous picture of police officers, white police officers, protecting black protesters from a guy firing at police officers. And somehow these police officers managed to maintain their decorum and do their and their professionalism in doing their job. So for those people who like to paint all cops as rotten to the core and corrupt and engaging in police brutality, you need to only look back 4 years ago to this particular incident. I bring that up because it's important context for the audio clip that I'm going to play next segment. And we're here to take your phone call, 651-289-4488. Feel free to weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show, hashtag N-A-R-N Show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with another segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere. Uncertainty,
stinging clear. As life gets back to normal and we start heading back to work, don't leave your leftover stash of toilet paper exposed to rodents. Send them packing the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic device that utilizes the active wiring in your home or business to keep rodents and pests away. 100% chemical-free and environmentally friendly. Just plug it in. It's that simple. My strongest performer, the Pro Unit, is good for most homes and small businesses up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair income. Is your home or business protected? If not, order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
This is Dennis Prager for Mathnasium, the Math Learning Center. As you know, happiness is a moral obligation, but if you're a parent, that might seem impossible. If you're trying to teach your kids math, some would say choose one. You can't do both. If this is you, then Mathnasium has the solution. At Mathnasium, students learn to understand and master math. They learn number sense, math fluency, and problem-solving skills that equip them for success, not just in school, but for the rest of their lives. Mathnasium students become confident and even enjoy learning math with Mathnasium's customized and live one-on-one approach. Students can actually reach their potential, possibly even more than you might imagine. And now, with the added challenges due to COVID and school closings, more than ever, your child needs extra math support this summer to keep moving ahead. So do your kids and yourself a favor and enroll today at one of the Mathnasium centers listed on the Patriots advertiser page at am1280thepatriot.com. Mathnasium, changing lives and adding happiness through math.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme in the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie Ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place. The untold, behind-the-scenes true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Poli, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code Minneapolis. Return to the Hiding Place at SalemNow.com. Promo code Minneapolis. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
Welcome back, Am 1280 Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions, and as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Continuing talking about Oklahoma State University football coach Mike Gundy, who got into some hot water with his one of his players in particular for being pictured with an OAN t-shirt. OAN stands for One American News. And how it's characterized by this writer, Harry Lyles Jr., an ESPN staff writer. OAN is a far-right television news network often cited by President Donald Trump. One of its anchors recently referred to Black Lives Matter as a farce. If by recently you mean 4 years ago, then yeah. anyways, I digress. Some might say that the categorization of the movement is a difference of opinion, but it's not. It's a flat-out lie. No, Harry, it's a difference of opinion, and I'm going to get into why. The Black Lives Matter movement promotes equality in the world for people like Chuba Hubbard and myself. Harry, obviously a black man. Okay, so people took a 30-second audio clip. It was selectively edited from Liz Wheeler about 4 years ago. I've got the full two-minute clip ready to go. Now, again, for context, this was the week of, this was July 8th, I believe, which was a couple of days after Philando Castillo was shot by a police officer in Falcon Heights. And there were protests across the country, one of the bigger protests down in the Dallas area, where I believe four or five Dallas police officers ended up being killed by sniper fire before the sniper was eventually taken out, I believe by, if I'm not mistaken, some sort of explosive robot device or whatever it was. So in reaction to that, Liz Wheeler opined on the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, again, the protest was put on by Black Lives Matter. I, from what I remember, most of them were demonstrating peacefully. Whether the sniper had any sympathy toward the BLM movement or not, I don't know. Doesn't really matter. He was killing police officers, and obviously the police defended themselves by blowing up a robot in his presence and taking him out. So this is Liz Wheeler, the full two-minute clip that is not selectively edited, and you can judge for yourself. Jason, if we have that, here we go.
What is it the Black Lives Matter movement wants? I'm serious. What does the movement want? Do you want more black cops? Do you want more white criminals shot? Do you want the police to stop engaging criminals altogether? Or do you just want police to look the other way if the person committing the crime has black skin? Here's the thing. It's a false question to trap the movement because they can't answer it, and that means they're a farce. There are legitimate fears in our country about minorities being targeted by the police. That's not to say it's statistically accurate to claim that cops target black people. The numbers actually show that there is not institutional racism within the police force. That doesn't mean the fear isn't real. To exploit this fear is the tactic of the Black Lives Matter movement. To hijack the racial divide that has only just begun to heal in our nation is their tool to get their way. So what is the way that they want? This has been the question the whole day, the entire show. Is it fair to separate the Black Lives Matter movement from the motivation of these cop killers? 11 police officers were shot. Some were shot in the back, execution style. 5 police officers died. Thousands of other police officers put on their uniforms yesterday and today, willing to give their lives to protect their brothers and sisters in arms to keep our communities safe. They are not looking at skin color. But the Black Lives Matter movement is. To paint yourself as a victim, cast yourself as the oppressed, castigate white people and police as the oppressor, that makes you partially responsible. Yes, it does. The Black Lives Matter movement speaks not for race, but for racial divide, not for hope, but for oppression, not for justice, but for revenge, not for freedom, but for fear, not for lives, but for lies. Is that what you want? To be placed on a pedestal above the rest? To kill cops because they're white? You want to be above the law because of your skin color? Well, you ought to talk to Hillary Clinton about that one.
Okay, and of course, she referenced Hillary Clinton because, of course, this was in the midst of the 2016 presidential race. Look, I'm not going to validate everything Liz Wheeler said there. Emotions were obviously running very high. But the Black Lives Matter movement started in the aftermath of the Trayvon Martin shooting in 2012. You know, I've talked about it many times on this show. Trayvon Martin was walking through a neighborhood with a hoodie on, unarmed. And because he had a hoodie on, this George Zimmerman apparently felt the need to call. He was part of a neighborhood watch, felt the need to call police saying, hey, someone who is walking through this neighborhood probably doesn't belong here. And what happens then, we'll never know, because obviously George Zimmerman approached Trayvon Martin. A scuffle ensued because George Zimmerman had injuries, and Trayvon Martin wound up dead, and he shouldn't have been dead. And George Zimmerman should have gone to jail for that. But the problem with that one was they tried to charge him with second-degree murder. There was just no evidence for that. It was an overcharge. So, unfortunately, it was more the legal system with their overreach that failed more than anything. But the point is, the Black Lives Matter movement started because people were doing like they've done with Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd, is they've looked back in their background and say, well, these were less than savory characters, which has nothing to do with them being dead. That doesn't, okay, so they were unsavory characters. Does that mean that they were to get the death penalty? I mean, it's ridiculous. And they were doing the same thing to Trayvon Martin. They were putting out pictures of him engaging in unsavory activities. Okay? But that does not justify him being dead for just walking through a neighborhood. And so the movement got started with a very pure purpose, but with like any big movement like this, it gets co-opted by people who are trying to inject their own worldview and to use their hard work to blow up their own platforms. I've seen stuff like this ever since in the early 2000s, well, just after we went to war in Iraq and Afghanistan. There was a anti-war movement going about. You know, they were against war. But then there were a lot of hangers-on. People like from the, there were people from PETA, from the World Workers' Party, which is a communist organization. So many different left, far, radical left-wing factions glomming on to this anti-war movement. A lot of these people, they didn't care about war. They just wanted to get out there their own cause and blow up their own cause on the backs of people who were sincere in being against war. And we're unfortunately seeing the same thing here. Now the organization, most of the people that speak for it, speak openly about wanting some sort of culturally Marxist system. And you need to look no further than what's going on in the Pacific Northwest. You've got people who call themselves part of the Black Lives Matter movement with what seems to be like Occupy 2.0. And the bottom line is if Black Lives Matter, here's the thing, you can honestly believe Black Lives Matter, as I do, because the whole statement Black Lives Matter means, well, Black Lives Matter too. You're talking about all lives matter? Well, Black Lives Matter too, right? And I am absolutely 100% on board with that as someone who subscribes to the Christian worldview where God's no respecter of persons. You know, we're all his children. He loves us all. Absolutely, Black Lives Matter. But you can and should be able to draw a distinction between caring for and being compassionate toward Black people who have suffered from racial disparities for generations, but also disagree with some of the people that are propping up the movement, Black Lives Matter. I'm not going to go so far as to say it's a farce, but technically, yeah, that is a difference of opinion to say, well, it's a flat-out lie. Well, here's the thing. Then you need to dispel all these people coming in and co-opting it for now there's a transgender movement coming in to co-opt Black Lives Matter. Right? The folks that we saw that forced Mayor Jacob Fry, to do the walk of shame after he said he wanted police reforms, not to fund the police. They basically told him, get the bleep out of here, and he did the walk of shame walking away from it. Okay, that is not the mainstream Black Lives Matter movement at all. But people conflate them. And so that's the thing. Those who are part of the mainstream Black Lives Matter movement who are focused solely on the issue of bringing attention to racial disparities and trying to heal that divide, they are the ones that definitely need to condemn these nefarious elements. So Mike Gundy, because he showed support for a network that conveyed this, it means that he endorsed absolutely every single thing that network has said. And so we're playing these nonsensical games. He should be fired. He should show more sensitivity. Do you honestly believe that if Mike Gundy felt that a movement that is purported to show support for Black people, i.e. Black Lives Matter, that he believed they were a farce, that he was aware of that? But instead, they go out, player goes out and just puts him on blast on social media where millions can access it as opposed to going to his coach, right? And Paul Feinbaum, that sniveling little bobblehead that does college football commentary on ESPN, says, wow, he should be fired. I mean, the One American News Network that says something that says, Black Lives Matter is a farce, well, you know, that's just despicable, even though I've never seen the network. Okay, so you're just going to go with the selectively edited 30-second clip, huh? And this guy's supposed to be a journalist, but anyways, I'm not going to give my personal opinions of Paul Feinbaum. But Mike Gundy, eventually this is what happens when the social justice mob comes for you. You got to bend the knee or you're canceled. So Mike Gundy, in about a minute-long video apology, came out, and for what it's worth, here is that clip.
I had a great meeting with our team today. Our players expressed their feelings as individuals and as team members. They helped me see through their eyes how the T-shirt affected their hearts. Once I learned how that network felt about Black Lives Matter, I was disgusted and knew it was completely unacceptable to me. I want to apologize to all members of our team, former players, and their families for the pain and discomfort that has been caused over the last 2 days. Black Lives Matter to me. Our players matter to me. These meetings with our team have been eye-opening and will result in positive changes for Oklahoma State football. I sincerely hope the Oklahoma State family, near and far, will accept my humble apology as we move forward.
Okay. Oklahoma State University Cowboys football coach Mike Gundy, moving forward from there. And here, you know, in his statement, he said, had I known what they said about Black Lives Matter, I'm disgusted when I learned that. Well, again, this isn't what Liz Wheeler said wasn't an indictment of the black community. It's this group that claims that they speak for the entire black community. And again, there are members of the black community. I had MJ Burst on my show yesterday, basically saying, you know, her being biracial says, of course I believe, Black Lives Matter. No question about it, her being biracial. But the organization, they don't necessarily speak for me when they're starting to, again, delve into other areas. And if you look in their website and some of the areas where you can donate, a lot of them are far left-wing causes. So what, the people who, black people who subscribe to a more conservative ideology, they can pretty much go pound sand? Is that what they're saying? You know, do their lives not matter? So that's the thing. You should be able to bring those discussions to the table and those disagreements to the table and ultimately have civil disagreements, but always agree that Black Lives Matter, small b, Black Lives Matter, as opposed to an organization that uses that phrase. There is room for ample disagreement, in my opinion. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with one final segment this hour. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Whoa, look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
On June 19th comes a brand new film, Selfie Dad, available at SalemNow.com. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. But when he's confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce.
Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com. Now.com. Promo code Minneapolis.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Get an $8,025 high-efficiency gas furnace for just $4,012 through this special offer from Blue Ox Heating and Air in this station. There's just one half-off furnace. Go to this station's website, click on the half-off home makeover banner, or call the station now.
Welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. With me, Brad Carlson. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter at #NarnShow. That's #NarnShow. For any comments or questions, as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Kind of continuing our sports emphasis here. You know, when we talk about sports and culture and social issues intersecting, inevitably we talk about the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. And this past week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell had indicated that he would encourage a team to sign Colin Kaepernick. He can't compel teams to do so, saying you need to sign Colin Kaepernick or else, you know, or you need to sign, if you sign Colin Kaepernick, we'll give you an extra draft pick or something. Okay, you can't compel teams to do it. All right, and the Colin Kaepernick filing a collusion lawsuit against the NFL back in 2017 for saying owners colluded to keep him out of the league. He eventually settled with the NFL last year. But obviously the crux of the issue is with Colin Kaepernick's activism, where he took a knee in 2016 to protest what he felt were victims of police brutality, black victims not getting justice. And, of course, the infamous picture where he wore socks depicting cops as pigs, right? To me, he lost all credibility with me at that point. And again, can't emphasize it enough. There's been way too many instances of police brutality to be comfortable that there need to be some serious reforms, no doubt about it. But, again, to characterize all cops as pigs, well, you need to look back to the incident we talked about in July of 2016 where you had white police officers defending from fire Black Lives Matter protesters, because that sniper was just firing into the crowd, hoping to hit some cops, right? So anyways, Mike Florio, who is a leftist and is the proprietor of the Pro Football Talk Twitter feed and writes at profootballtalk.com, says that the commissioner ought to go a little bit further than just encouraging teams to sign Colin Kaepernick. As we said in the past on multiple occasions, if Goodell and the NFL truly want Kaepernick back in the league, there are ways to make it happen. The Rams, as the reporting went, were nudged by the league in 2014 to select Michael Sam, the first openly gay football player, in the draft pool. Then, after the Rams cut Sam, Goodell reportedly called around to persuade someone to put Sam on a practice squad. The Cowboys eventually did. Backroom deals get made all the time in the NFL. Teams always want something, from a Super Bowl to a draft to anything and everything else that the league office has the authority and discretion to dispense. If the league office wants Kaepernick on a team, the league office can make it happen quickly. Here, the league really shouldn't have to work that hard. Things have changed since teams cowered to their fan bases and or tweeter-in-chief in 2017. Signing Kaepernick now likely would lead to a net gain, from jersey sales to ticket sales to the creation of a national following. Over the years, plenty of teams have volunteered to do hard knocks in order to create a national presence. That doesn't work. Signing Kaepernick would. It seems like it's just a matter of time until someone figures it out, and if the league office does just a little more than publicly encourage all teams generally to sign Kaepernick by focusing on privately coaxing one to do it, that could be the thing that seals the deal. And here's the thing. I have zero issue with that. If Goodell wants to take that kind of initiative to encourage a team to sign, I don't have a problem with it. And I've been on the record from day one, and I've never changed my mind on this. I wish the Vikings would at least, my favorite football team, would at least give Kaepernick a workout. And guess what? If he stinks in the workout, okay, he doesn't get a job. Fair. And that's what shocks me more than anything is teams have not even given him a workout, which is crazy to think about. So, I have no issue with that. But I find it interesting that Mike Florio was so passionate. In fact, pretty much all, I would guess, on a weekly basis, he's tweeted something about Kaepernick and has probably written several pieces about Colin Kaepernick and the disgrace it is that he doesn't have a job. But Florio himself weighed in on the Mike Gundy kerfuffle, where he said, that's just a disgrace. Mike Gundy, how could he be so tone deaf, wearing a T-shirt of a network that is hostile toward black people, and he's got all these black players on his team. How could he be so tone deaf? You know, just outrage over a T-shirt a coach is wearing. Yet for 3+ years, someone like Mike Florio has been advocating for Colin Kaepernick to get a job. If he's so outraged by what a T-shirt that is worn by someone, why was it okay for Colin Kaepernick to wear a T-shirt that essentially lauded tyrannical dictator Fidel Castro? And Colin Kaepernick, when he was later asked about it, clarified, well, you know, Castro wasn't all bad. I mean, they had a good education system there, and their prison imprisonment rates are less than the U.S. They don't spend nearly as much money on prisons in Cuba as they do the U.S., well, because concrete gulags don't cost a whole lot to maintain. And when you're killing people via firing squads, you don't need a lot of room for prisons now, do you? But wearing a Fidel Castro T-shirt on the up and up, but a T-shirt of a news network that who knows how many people watch, that's just a deal breaker. So Florio, like a lot of left-wing sports commentators, are complete frauds. They don't know how to opine on political issues in a consistent manner because they're just hacks, like a lot of the opinion political hacks out there. So again, I am in agreement with Florio here that Goodell should do a little more than encourage people to sign Kaepernick, encourage teams to sign Kaepernick, but say, hey, give him a workout. Just give him a workout. Then you can say, you know what, he stinks. And by the way, they tried to get Trump on this because Trump has been a big opponent of Kaepernick. They asked Trump about it. He says, well, you know what? I think you should get a workout. And if he doesn't get a job based on the merit of his workout, then he shouldn't play. Wow. That's a rational response from the tweeter-in-chief, as Florio called him. Hour number one in the books. Hour number two coming back in mere moments. AM 1280 of the Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Stay tuned.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Midwest Fence is the type of fence company your brother, your uncle, your cousin, or your neighbor would recommend, because they too went with them for their fence and figured out pretty quickly Midwest was the obvious choice. Not only were the costs kept low because Midwest Fence is the largest fence company in the state and thus buys in bulk and passes the savings on to you, but just the fact that this company has vastly more experience with fences than anyone else gives a person and a certain peace of mind. Folks, they've been at this since Truman was president. Driving down the road in Minnesota, you see the handiwork of Midwest Fence all around you. And those people who went with Midwest will tell you it was hardly a difficult decision. You won't find a greater variety of design options, nor more down-to-earth people ready to work with you. Midwest Fence, the ones your neighbors recommend. Learn more at MidwestFence.com.
Here's a few of the amazing deals available through our half-off home makeover.
Ah, yes, the half-off home makeover radar is picking up some really massive savings this week.
okay, there's no deal radar, but if there were, it would be showing a front of 50% off savings coming in. That includes a red-hot 2012 Hyundai Elantra from Invergrove Hyundai. Edmunds Expert Review says thanks to head-turning styling, a fuel-efficient engine, and a long list of standard safety features, the 2012 Hyundai Elantra is a top pick for a small sedan. And you can drive it away today for 50% off. Stay cool and comfortable in the shade with a motorized remote control retractable awning. Installed by the pros at Minnesota EcoBuilder, its rust-proof hardware and fade-resistant fabric will have you sipping a delicious iced tea on the back patio in comfort for years to come. Without the sunburn, of course. Expecting rain? Well, they've got you covered literally in that case, too.
These deals are first come, first serve. So drop by AM1280ThePatriot.com today. AM1280 The Patriot.